In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, the Bishop of Barbados mourns the passing of his wife, who died in the UK this morning. Barbados surpasses 1,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. A Democratic Labour Party faithful resigns to join the ruling BLP. Teachers say they're ready for the start of the new online school term, which starts on Monday. The National Council of Parent Teachers Associations also welcomes the new school term, but wants all children to have devices and not be disadvantaged. And event planners among the stakeholders in the entertainment sector calling for talks with government on the reopening of the industry. Details to these stories and more just ahead. I'm Wendy Burke.
The Evening Edition, brought to you with the best wishes of Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles.
Finding the right mix of comfort, safety, and versatility all in one location can be a difficult task. However, one visit to Courtesy Garage and you'll be sure to find the perfect venue, the all-new Hyundai Venue. Spacious yet amazingly compact, this SUV is packed with the latest in technology to make each and every ride enjoyable, including selectable drive modes, traction control, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and Bluetooth with voice recognition, static bending headlamps, all-around disc brakes with ABS braking, reverse camera and sensors, and steering wheel controls mean the safety of you and passengers is never compromised. So, check out the new Hyundai Venue today, starting at $79,000. Give us a call at 431-4100 or visit HyundaiBarbados.com for more information and to book your test drive today. Courtesy Garage, legendary service, legendary performance.
Barbados has surpassed 1,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Yesterday's test results revealed that 39 new cases were recorded, comprising 18 women and 21 men. We get more from our Tanisha Rockyall.
Figures show that as a result of yesterday's 39 new positives, it pushed the country's total recorded cases so far to 1,007. The 39 cases comprise 18 women and 21 men, and included in the numbers are four staff members of Her Majesty's Prisons Dodds, one woman and three men. The total cumulative number of cases at Dodds now stands at 295. 912 tests were conducted by the Besto Santos Public Health Laboratory, and 57 people were discharged from isolation. To date, there are 535 persons in isolation. The Public Health Laboratory has completed 85,791 tests since March 2020. Tony Shirokyo, Starcom Network News.
The Bishop of Barbados, Michael Maxwell, is this evening mourning the loss of his wife, Dawn. Starcom Network News understands that she passed away this morning in the United Kingdom from medical complications. It's understood that the bishop had also informed members of the clergy about the passing of Canon George Knight's wife and has asked for them to be kept in prayer. The Democratic Labour Party has lost another of its party faithfuls to the ruling Barbados Labour Party. Simon Alleyne, a former second vice president and past president of the Young Democrats, confirmed that he has resigned on January 7th. Alleyne's resignation follows those of George Pilgrim, Rodney Grant, and George Connolly. Grant and Connolly have since joined the BLP. Mr. Alleyne explained to Starcom Network News his rationale for switching allegiances.
Putting Barbados first. It's not about me. I want to be in a position where I can be of service to Barbados. And right now, by working with the Barbados Labour Party, I believe I could be of maximum service. I'm willing to work with this current administration. You know, the Prime Minister has said that all hands on deck. I am willing to be one of the hands to be on deck.
Meantime, the DLP's first vice president and spokesman on business, entrepreneurship and health, Ryan Walters, is suggesting the government revise and improve the information on the daily Barbados COVID-19 situation report that is shared with the public.
The information should contain new positive cases by period, source of cases, whether imported or local, sex classification, whether male or female, number of tests conducted by source, whether imported or local, deaths, recoveries, and active cases by source, and quarantine management, name of each facility, and occupancy at each quarantine facility. It is not to be assumed that everyone tunes into the press conferences.
Mr. Walters said the public should not be subjected to doing their own calculations to find out what has transpired over the last 24 hours. The Barbados Union of Teachers says teachers are readying themselves for the new virtual online teaching environment next Monday. President Pedro Shepherd says they have been on the job since last week and have been busy putting resources in place, such as preparing books and devices for students and teachers.
I don't think that come the 18th, we should have any challenges with teachers not being ready. The challenge would come if there are still shortages of devices. I think that the ministry has done a relatively good job in ensuring that there are sufficient devices out there for students to access. There are some challenges with teachers and access to devices. I know the ministry had a loan program, so some teachers might have accessed that, but we are, as ITCs for sure, we are trying to ensure that teachers and students, all of them have devices for the start of school on Monday.
And the National Council of Parent Teachers Associations is also on board with the start of the new online school term. But President John Gibbs tells Stockholm Network News he wants all students to be provided with devices to ensure there's no disadvantage during the virtual classes.
Definitely excited, and we look forward to being back to online, and we would do all that is necessary to help make it work. I would definitely like to see more tablets in the hands of persons who need them. And you know, it would never ever be a perfect world, but as many as possible using tablets, get them in children's hands so that they can work at getting the best out of this online platform.
President of the National Council of Parent Teachers Associations, Sean Gibbs. Event professionals and other stakeholders in entertainment want talks with government to work out solutions on reopening the industry. The call is coming from Vice President of the Barbados Association of Event Professionals, Orlando Newton, who says too much blame about the spread of COVID-19 is being placed on the entertainment industry, which is significantly impacted. He tells Starcom Network News that the players in the sector have been left out of playing a role in the safe reopening of the industry.
What we are asking for is that just like other sectors that have been involved in the process of their industry, we believe that we need to have a seat at the table where we could actually help them to assist us in reopening our industry safely. Same way that the doctors were able to help out, we think we can help out because it's our industry. We deal with it on a day-to-day basis. I can't go and tell a doctor what we expect from him before actually talking with them. And we think that at this present time, that part is being ignored greatly.
In Trinidad and Tobago, the Downtown Owners and Merchants Association says it's hoping there can still be a carnival for 2021. Head of the organization, Gregory Aboud, argues that there are many creative people with ideas in Trinidad who can create a festival that fits in with COVID-19 safety protocols.
What we are suggesting is that some discussion take place about having an event of some sort, not a carnival of fete and jam and wine, but perhaps a cultural event, a artistic event, perhaps something that showcases that side of the carnival, which originally obtained in its splendor and its creativity. We are not suggesting that hordes of people congregate in bands or that thousands of spectators line the streets. This is not what we're suggesting.
Head of the Trinidad and Tobago Downtown Owners and Merchants Association, Gregory Aboud. The U.S. House of Representatives has begun a debate on impeaching President Donald Trump over his role in last week's storming of Congress. Democrats accused the president of encouraging his supporters to attack the Capitol building, which saw five people being killed. South Carolina's James Clyburn told the House Mr. Trump should never hold office again.
This president's refusal to participate in the peaceful transfer of power and his role in the exciting of the last week's violence posed an existential threat to our constitutional democracy. This threat must be extinguished immediately. This president must be impeached and convicted. And he must be prevented from ever attempting to seize power again.
South Carolina's James Clyburn. A recap of the headlines in the evening edition. The Bishop of Barbados mourns the passing of his wife who died in the UK. Barbados surpasses 1,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Democratic Labour Party faithful Simon Allen resigns from the party to join the ruling BLP. Teachers say they're ready for the start of new online school, which starts Monday. The National Council of Parent Teachers Associations also welcomes the new school term, but wants all children to have devices and not be disadvantaged. And event planners amount stakeholders in the entertainment sector calling for talks with government on the reopening of the industry. That's been the news here on Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke. Do have a good evening.
The Evening Edition brought to you with the best wishes of Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.